器皿。
May the Lord use this humble vessel
来诉说他的丰富的恩典。
To speak His grace.
我们刚刚在唱这首诗歌《惊人的恩典》。
When we were singing the song called Amazing Grace.
这一首是举世闻名的诗歌。
This is such a famous hymn in the world.
我们常常在任何的场所里面，我们听到这首诗歌。
And everywhere we can hear this song, this hymn.
我们看到有多少人因着这首诗歌真的是蒙恩得救。
And we have seen many people have saved through this hymn.
刚刚我们弟兄已经介绍这首诗歌，做这首诗歌的作者。
Our brother earlier described and talked about the author.
他是何等认识主的人。
That this author knew the Lord well.
他在1779年做这首诗歌。
In 1979, he made the song.
200多年来。
In 200 years,
神的儿女都因着这首诗歌，我们每次唱的时候，我们都受感动。
Every time we sing the song, we're so touched by the hymn.
他说到恩典领我们长途跋涉。
He carries us through this long journey.
平安归回天家。
Back to our home in heaven.
当我见主万年之后。
When we see him in 10,000 years.
能像太阳照耀。
Will still as shining as bright as sun.
何等宝贵的一首诗歌
！What a precious song that we have.
早晨愿意我这一点时间来跟弟兄姊妹交通耶稣基督的恩典。
May I just share with you this morning about the grace of the Lord?
我们首先来念几节的圣经。
Let's read a couple of scriptures.
我们在记单上面都有印出来。首先，我们来。念约翰福音从第一个是14章第一章对不起第一章14节
Book of John chapter 1 verse 14
我们一起来念
Let's read it together
道成了肉身
flesh,
住在我们中间
among us. We have seen his glory the glory of the one and only
我们也见过他的荣光 正是父独生子的荣光我们再从16节念到18节。
John chapter 1 verse 16 to 18。
从他丰满的恩典里，
From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is the Father's side, has made him known.
将它表明出来，十八节没有印在上面哈。好，我们再继续教念罗马书三章，我们从23到25节。
Book of Romans chapter 3:23 to 25。
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，
through the redemption
that came by Christ
Jesus,
就白白称义。
As a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. Book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 14. For sin shall not be your master.Because you are not under law, but under grace. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9-10.
We see Jesus,
who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with the glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, shall make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15-16.
因我们的大祭司
，we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
启示录
Revelations chapter 19, verse 7 to 9.
Let
us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, and given her to wear. Then the angel said to me, write, blessed who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, there are the true words of God. These are the true words of God. The whole book, the Bible, is talking about the grace of Jesus Christ. Paul in the New Testament is the one who described the grace of God.
thoroughly. 曾经133次提到恩典这两个这个字。
In the book of in all the testimony, the letters that he wrote, there are 133 times it was mentioned the word grace.
保罗的书信当中是从恩典开始，也是从恩典里面结束。
All his letters started with grace and end with grace.
恩典在希腊文里面，它解释为满有恩典。
In the original language Greek, the grace talks about the abundant grace.
保罗用恩典这两个字用在耶稣的福音上面。
Paul used this word grace in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为说到这恩典，我们是白白的恩典。
Because it talks about it's a free, freely given grace.
是人所不配得的。
It's not because men are worthy of it.
主耶稣把恩典给我们,
but today, Jesus Christ gave us the grace.
主耶稣给我们恩典, 他并没有考虑说, 这个人值不值得, 那个人配不配。
When he gave us this grace, it's not because any one of us are worthy of it.
因为主说他来是要不是要招义人, 乃是要招罪人。
Because Jesus came is to call the sinners, not the righteous.
We sang
that the grace will carry us through this life.
And
this grace will carry us to the home in heaven.
在20世纪的时候, 英国有一位很有名的政治跟文学家, 丘吉尔, 大家都非常的熟悉。
There's this person in 20th century in England. His name is Churchill.
In
1953, he received the Nobel Prize. He became the Prime Minister of the country of England.
Yeah.
So we can see this person has he had a great accomplishment and ability. Before he left this world,
所有计划一切的程序,
he had designed the whole program for his own funeral.
所以当追思礼拜的当天,
so at the day of his funeral,
所有的程序都完全依照他生前的计划进行。
So the program went exactly the way how he planned.
当聚会结束了以后呢,
after the meeting, the funeral,
那个牧师做最后的祷告,
when the pastor was praying at the end,
牧师祷告完了以后, 教堂的一角就吹起一个熄灯的号角。
And one, after his prayer at the corner of the church, there was someone blowing the horn to kill the light.
这个意味着这一代的伟人已经走进历史熄灯就寝。
It symbolized that this great person has passed away.
当众人都准备要离开的时候,
So when everybody was about to take off,
另外教堂的一角又吹起一个起床号。
Another corner of the church, someone blew the horn and
所有与会的人都非常的惊讶。
To wake is the horn of waking up. So everybody was surprised.
这一位虔诚的基督教徒的丘吉尔。
But that this great Christian churchers,
他向所有来参加他追思礼拜的人。
To everyone who attended his funeral,
来传扬这大好的消息。
To proclaim this great news,
就是耶稣基督的恩典。
Is the grace of Jesus Christ.
因为人死要死掉不是熄灯号。
Because when men die is not to turn off or kill the light.
而是起床号。
Is a waking call.
因为主要叫我们与他一同复活。
Because the Lord wants us to resurrect with Him.
感谢主，主今天赐的恩典是满了应许，满了盼望。
We thank the Lord that the grace that He gave us, given us a great hope.
圣经说到，它不只是今生的应许，而且是来生的盼望。
It's not only the promise of this life, but it's also the hope of the eternity.
而且两千多年来。我们都在证实这一位的救主，他的恩典是何等的浩大。
And throughout this past 2,000 years, we have proven that we're proclaiming that this grace was great.
因为他为我们道成了肉身。
Because he became the Word became flesh for us.
他为我们胜过了坟墓。
He overcame the grave.
为我们超越了死亡。
He surpassed death.
今天这位道成肉身的耶稣基督
that today this Christ who became flesh
是神伟大的恩典
is the grace of God
这恩典是天上的思想
this grace is the heavenly thought
这恩典我们受造的人也从来都不懂这恩典的
that this thought was could never be understood by human thought
今天神竟然披上了肉身
thatJesus Christ came and put on this fleshly body. He gave up himself for us. He wanted to dwell in us. And this grace was freely given. We know that by paying a price is not grace. Freely received, then we can call it grace. We know that in this world, there's nothing free. And there's nothing we can really give. What we can give is something outside of us. Nobody can give ourselves to another. But only God Himself who can give Himself to us. But we have nothing to give to God. So through the Word became flesh, He came and dwelt among us.God's purpose is that He wants to give His Son to us. And this is the greatest present that God can give us.
才要在十字架为我们舍命，为我们从死里复活。
Therefore, the Son has to be died on the cross and also resurrected for us.
所以主今天在我们的里面，这是最大的恩典。
So the Lord who dwells in us is the grace.
因为恩典是从基督来的。
Because the grace is.From God, from Jesus Christ.
道成肉身的基督今天住在我们的当中。
The Word became flesh, dwell among us.
住在我们的当中，就是原文就叫做支搭帐篷在人间。
Dwelling among us means to pitch a tent, among us.
满有恩典，满有真理。
Full of grace and mercy.
我们知道主是旧约里面的会幕。
We know the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
它是神一切的丰富。
That is the fullness of God.
我们具体来说，神是看不见的。
To be realistic, God cannot be seen by the naked eyes.
但是主今天住在我们的当中。
But the Lord dwells in us.
他住在我们的里面。
Who dwell among us.
我们可以亲眼看到他。
We can see him.
我们可以亲耳听见他。
We can hear him.
我们也可以亲手摸到他。
And we can touch him.
满有真理，满有恩典。
Full of grace and full of mercy.
讲到这个满有
，talking about this fullness.
我们知道东西不能叫满有。 人才能叫满有。
We cannot describe things as fullness. We can talk about as a person who is fullness.
我们可以说你这个人满有才能，满有智慧。
We can say you are full of knowledge and ability.
就像主他是满有恩典的主。
It's like the Lord is full of grace and mercy.
满有真理也可以翻成满有事实，满有真实。
Full of grace can also be translated as full of truth. The Lord came to bring the truth to us.
因为我们人都是虚假的。
Because we are all like
虚空的
vanity.
有一天我们都要没有了。
One day we will pass away.
但是今天主来，他把真理带来给我们。
But today God, the Lord came and given us this truth.
他要在我们的里面。
He will be dwelling in us.
主的一切的表现，一切的行为都是恩典。
Every expression of the Lord is about the grace.
今天主因着从死里复活，他回来住在我们的里面，我们都得着主的恩典。
And today, because he has died and resurrected, he came back and dwell in us.
我们知道他在新约的里面，约翰福音书当中说到主耶稣，他从被钉十字架以后，那些门徒都散去。
After and we read about the book of John, after Jesus has died.On the cross that all the disciples had scattered away.
在提比利亚的海边，彼得带着三位门徒回去打鱼了。
And Peter brought a couple of disciples with him to in the Sea of Tiberias and went back for the fishing.
彼得打了整个晚上都没有打着什么。
Peter couldn't get anything for the whole night.
主在岸边，但是彼得不认得主。
And the Lord was at the shore, but Peter couldn't recognize him.
主问彼得说，小子，你们有什么可以吃的吗？
And Jesus asked him, what do you have? Do you have anything to eat?
彼得说没有。
Peter said no.
主耶稣说，你把网下在船的右边，就必得着。
And the Lord Jesus told him, just cast your net on the right.Hand side of the boat, and you shall.
彼得就把网下在右边。
So Peter cast the net on the right.
所以鱼甚多，甚至于网都捞不起来。
And the fish was so full in the net to the point that they couldn't even pull the net to the boat.
后来彼得把船靠到岸边的时候。
And as the boat is close to the shore,
彼得看到岸边有火。
And Peter saw the fire by the shore.
火的上面有鱼根。
And on top of it, there is a bread and fish.
因为这位救主已经为他预备了一切。
Because Jesus has prepared everything for him.
彼得靠着他自己的力量，他什么都没有得到。
Peter, by his own strength, couldn't get anything.
但是这位主他已经为他预备了一切。
The Lord has prepared everything for him.
这是主耶稣升天以后向门徒第三次的显现。
This is the third time after his resurrection, during those 40 days that he appeared to his disciples.
从他丰满里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Through his fullness that we have received the grace of the Lord.
丰满这两个字是非常重大的字，在圣经的里面。
Fullness is a great word in the Bible.
就是讲到神一切的总和。
It talks about the completion, the wholeness of the Lord.
The 这也是保罗在他的书信里面常提到的一个字。
This Paul mentioned this word many times in his letters.
所以无论何人，无论人有任何的需要，他都可以来到主人面前得着满足。
So no matter what kind of need of the man of men, who they can always come to the Lord and receive.
所以从他丰满里面，我们都得着了。
So from the fullness of His grace, we have all received.
而且要恩上加恩。
His grace upon grace.
这是约翰福音一章十六节所讲的。
This is what was talked about by the book of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
恩上加恩在希腊文当中的解释是恩典接替恩典。
In the original language, the grace upon grace is the grace continuing connecting to the next one.
就是一个接一个。
One after another.
就是我们在基督的里面，我们可以从一个奇迹再接到另外一个奇迹。
So in Christ Jesus, we can from one miracle to another.
在苏格兰早期的时候，有一位老传教士。
There was a, this old missionary in.
有一天，有一当时的王召见他。
And one day the king called him.
那个王就问他说，假如我成为一个基督徒，我能够得着什么？
So the king asked him, if I become a Christian, what can I receive?
这位老传教士回答说，
and this missionary answered him.
他说你可以得着一个奇迹，再加上一个奇迹。
He said that you can receive one miracle after another.
而且每一个奇迹都是真的。
And all these miracles are real.
我们一生的道路也是这样。
Our journey of our entire life is like this also.
去年我有机会到中国大陆旅行。
I had a chance last year to go to China.
有机会到河南的那个张家界，相信大家都很熟悉的地方。
Went to 张家界。
虽然有些人没有去过，但是这个名字大家应该都很熟悉。
Many of you might know this location.
我们到那边去，其实看到那个的风景。
When we went there, we saw the scene.
我们就觉得非常的惊讶。
We were very amazed.
奇山异石。
All these mountains and rocks.
真是神所创造的是这样的美好。
Is such a great thing is which is created by God in heaven.
但是隔天我们又到四川的九寨沟去。
And the next day we went to 西川 's 九寨沟。
看到那边的风景真是举世无双啊。
And we sing and the scene again is just the nothing to compare in the world.
更要惊奇，神的创造是这样的美好。
We're just amazed how the Lord has created this world.
我们的一生也是这样。
It's like our life.
神给我们的恩典是一个比一个更美好。
The grace upon grace is one better than another.
神给我们的恩典也是一个接着一个来。
And the grace that He gave us is one after another.
我们越尝就越甘甜。
The more we experience, the sweeter it gets.
而且这个奇迹都是真的。
And these are all real, to us.
所以在我们的新生命的里面。
So in our new life,
我们有不同的环境。
We encounter different environments.
我们也处在不同的时代。
And we are in different ages.
我们也需要不同的恩典。
We need different grace.
我们在年轻的时候，我们需要一种恩典。
When we are young, we need one type of grace.
我们在年纪越来越大的时候，我们需要另外一种恩典。
When we are getting old, we have different kind of grace.
我们在事情都不如意的时候，我们需要神的恩典。
When things are difficult, we need the grace of God.
我们在事情都很如意的时候，我们也需要恩典。
And even when things are smooth and great, we still need the grace of God.
神赐给我们的恩典是一个过去，接着一个又来。
The grace that God has given us is one after another.
所以从他丰满的里面，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
So from the fullness of His grace, we have all received His grace upon grace.
在我们整个人类的族类的里面
，and in human race,
自从亚当夏娃以后，这个堕落的命运是不可避免的。
Ever since the Adam and Eve, the curse.Was destined to human race.
耶稣基督来了，他做了万人的赎价。
And Jesus came, became the redemption of the whole human race.
耶稣来了是要将我们挽回人类到神所命定最荣耀的命运里面。
Jesus came wants to rescue us and back to God's original plan.
所以神为我们设了挽回计。
So God has set up this redemption for us.
挽回祭跟施恩座是同义字。
Redemption is the same thing as a mercy seat.
就是讲到什么地方有挽回，什么地方就有施恩。
It talks about whenever there is a redemption, there is mercy.
今天神不只将我们挽回到得救而已。
Not only that God has redeemed us to save us.
而且往回到神造我们的目的。
But also take, has taken us to the God's original plan.
创世纪一章说到。
In Genesis chapter 1.
因为神造我们是要叫我们像神，像神的形象。
God created us like Him.
而且要掌神的权柄。
We want to reign and rule.
这也是整本圣经的目的。
And it's the whole purpose of the Bible.
所以今天拯救我们，不仅将我们拯救到我们罪得赦免而已。
So the salvation is not only taking us to be pardoned from sin.
不仅将我们拯救到我们得永生而已。
Not only that we can receive this eternal life.
而且是要挽回当初神造我们的。
But also to take us back to the original plan of God.
因为神爱我们，他乐意将他的爱临到我们身上。
Because God so loved us that He wants to give us His love.
我们的人里面有罪。
But because we have sin in us.
神为了他的爱和神的公义，能够得到两全。
So in order for God to have both love and righteousness.
所以因此就设了耶稣作为我们挽回祭。
So he established the redemption through
Jesus Christ. 他在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
Jesus died for us on the cross.
他满足了父神的要求。
He completely satisfied the Father's heart.
所以今天爱才会临在我们的身上。
So the love of God can come to us.
所以耶稣基督是我们的施恩座。
So Jesus Christ is our mercy seat.
所以任何的人来到耶稣基督的面前，没有人不蒙这样的恩典。
So no one who came to Jesus has not received the mercy of the Lord.
今天我们都是蒙救赎的儿女。
We are all redeemed, the children of God who were redeemed by Jesus Christ.
神的恩典已经赦免了我们一切的罪。
God has washed our sins away.
今天罪不能在我们里面掌权。
Today, sin cannot reign and rule in our heart. Because we are under the grace, not the law.
礼拜五我们大家都在一起交通那个加拉太书五章的时候。
Friday night Bible study, when we we were sharing the book of Galatians.
讲到基督里面的自由。
We talked about the freedom in Christ. We talked about the freedom of the children of God. Because we are not under the law. We are under the grace. Because it is such a great, amazing grace.
If we are under the law, we are
under the grace.The law by the work, then our entire life has no hope.
而且我们也没有办法达到。
We will never be able to reach.
我们祷告求主的恩典。
We pray that the Lord will give us grace.
今天不是我们这个人，我们配不配得，能不能的问题。
It's not the issue of whether or not we are worthy of it.
而是在主的恩典下面，我们跟主相交。
But it's under the grace of God we have fellowship with Him.
我们也不看我们自己的光景是好是不好。
And we don't look at our own conditions whether or not it's good.
我们也不需要向外面的律法来负责。
And we don't have to be responsible to the law.
我们今天只要向我们里面的主来负责。
We only need to be responsible to the Lord in our heart.
因为主今天已经住在我们的里面。
Because the Lord who is dwelling in our heart today already.
在我们的里面。
This mercy seat is in us today.
因为恩典掌权。
Because mercy rules and reigns.
我们是活在恩典的里面。
We live under grace.
所以我们来到主的面前。
So when we come before the Lord,
我们生活在主的恩典的里面。
We live in the grace of God.
我们每一件事情都行在主的恩典里。
Everything we do is within the grace of God.
今天耶稣基督是我们的救主。
Today Jesus Christ is our Savior.
他是我们救恩的元帅。
He is the leading person in saving life.
今天主来到地上，他是我们的模型。
Today the Jesus Christ who is our example.
是他是我们的 model，
is our model，
也是我们的榜样。
And is our example.
因为神已经把他的一切都做在耶稣基督的身上。
Because God has put everything in His Son Jesus Christ.
在三十三年半的时间。
Within the life of 33 years.
神已经把他的工作做完在耶稣基督的身上。
God has finished His work upon His Son Jesus Christ.
在这三十三年半的时候。
During the 33 and a half years of Jesus Christ on earth,
we saw that Jesus from the most humble state to the most glorious state.
We saw that Jesus from the most humble state to the most glorious state. Because he suffered death that, so that by the grace of God he might receive the glory.
Today, Lord Jesus has already entered into heaven to enter the glory.
That Jesus Christ has entered into the glory
already.
He also sent down the Holy Spirit.
He
already received the crown of the glory.
When
we talked about the crown, that all these crowns are made by men. These will perish.
但是主的冠冕是不朽坏的。
But the crown of the Lord will never perish.
主的冠冕是永远长存的。
It will last forever.
这冠冕就讲到主的王权。
The crown talks about the ruling reign of the Lord.
主的尊贵，主的荣耀，叫他得着这个王权。
The glory and the honor of Jesus Christ made him receive this.Status.
今天主要做工在我们众子的身上。
Today the Lord wants to also work in us.
他要坐在我们身上，叫我们得荣耀，跟主得荣耀一样。
He wants us to receive the glory like how He received.
在这边讲到什么叫做率领众子进荣耀呢？
What does it mean by bringing many sons to glory?
率领就是负起责任的意思。
Bringing in a sense of leading.
今天主他是救恩的元帅。
That the Lord is the leader of grace.
今天主要把这个救恩做完全。
The Lord wants to complete this grace in us.
所以我们看到什么时候主的工作会完成呢？
So when will we see the completion of His work?
就是看到主要率领众子进荣耀的时候。
Is when the time when he bring all his son, the sons to glory, that is the time when he completed.
And
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says,
所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前。
It says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence.
我也要得灵恤蒙恩惠。
So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
主耶稣应许我们今生得百倍，来生得永生。
The Lord wants us to receive hundredfold in this life and then eternal life in the eternity.
他是我们慈悲忠心的大祭司。
He's our high priest and faithful and truth.
他体恤我们的软弱。
He understands and sympathizes with our weaknesses.
但这里讲的软弱，并不是我们在道德上的软弱。
The weaknesses here is not talking about the moral weaknesses.
而是我们受造的人的软弱。
It talks about the weaknesses of this fleshly body.
道德上的软弱，大家都一样。
Moral weaknesses, all of us are the same.
没有分别。
There's no differences.
但是身体上的软弱，大家都一样。
And the weaknesses of the fleshly body is the same.
在这个旧约里面的大祭司，他也是血肉之躯。
In the Old Testament, all the priests are also flesh with the fleshly body.
但是我们的主耶稣这位大祭司，他跟旧约的大祭司不同。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, our High Priest, is different from the High Priest in the Old Testament.
因为他能够体恤我们的软弱。
Because he can sympathize with us, our weaknesses.
为什么呢?
How?
因为他凡事受过试探。
Because he was tempted in every way.
他知道试探来临的时候，我们站立不住。
He understand when the temptation comes, we cannot stand.
他知道试探来临的时候，我们会痛苦。
He understand that when temptation comes, that we'll, there are pain.
我们会忧伤。
We will, there, it's, we will be sorrowful.
主从来没有被试探胜过。
The Lord was never overcame by the temptation.
所以今天我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩宝座的面前。
So today we can have confidence to approach the throne of grace.
这边讲的坦然无惧。
The confidence that speaks here.
就是讲到我们可以大摇大摆的来到主的面前。
That we can come boldly before the Lord.
因为主有了主，我们里面就有了把握。
Because with, when we have the Lord, we have the confidence.
神的怜悯要够到我们人的身上。
God's mercy will reach to us.
叫我们蒙这浩大的恩典。
So we can receive this grace.
做随时的帮助。
Being an help in our time of need.
英文翻成四季的帮助，季节的帮助。
The English speaks of the time of need.
这是应时的帮助，也叫做随时的帮助。
Oh, it's the help of every moment.
是我们不同的帮助。
Is our different help.
在我们有各种需要、各种不同需要的时候，我们随时都可以来到主的面前得到帮助。
With different difficulties and different situations, we can always come to the Lord.
我们的诗歌550首，他讲到耶稣是我们最好的朋友，相信大家对这一首都很熟悉。
Our hymn 150 talks about our Lord is our best, what a friend we have in Jesus.
他说他诚然担当我们的罪孽，负我们忧。
He bear our sins and our sorrow.
他说何等权力。我们可以将万事带到主的面前去祈求。
So、we can bring everything to him, to the Lord.
这首诗歌是作者是 Joseph Scrimener 写的。
The author Joseph Scrimener wrote this hymn.
这位弟兄他在1855年的时候。
In 1855,
那时候年轻的 Joseph, 他跟他的女朋友心爱的女朋友订婚。
When he had an engagement with his fiance,
但是就在订婚的前一个晚上，他的女朋友突然溺水而亡。
But the day before their engagement, his fiance was drowned.
这个 Joseph 在非常悲伤、伤痛的之余，他做了这一首诗歌。
So he wrote this hymn.Based on that incident.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
所以每次当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，我们都心非常的受感动。
So we are touched every time we sing this hymn.
我们是否有重担压心头？
Do we have the heavy burden?
我们是否困苦疲倦？
Are we tired and exhausted?
应当随时来到主面前向他去祈求。
We should come to the Lord to ask for to receive grace.
唯他知道我们每一软弱。
Because he knows our weaknesses.
谁能像他忠心又稳妥
？Who can be like him, such a faithful friend?
经他无畏必无忧。
Through him we have no worry.
何等宝贵的一首诗歌，相信弟兄姊妹都非常喜欢这首诗歌。
What a great hymn that that we all treasure.
多少年来也帮这首诗歌也帮助了多少的圣徒。
So many times that this hymn has helped many the saints of God.
所以我们要说到恩典是蒙恩得赴羔羊的婚宴。
The last we're going to talk about grace. Is to participate in the f feast, the supper of the Lamb.
It's
in the book of Revelation, chapter 19.
蒙恩可以得父羔羊的婚宴，这是圣徒荣耀的盼望。
This is the greatest hope that the children of God to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb.
这是神儿女的盼望。
This is the hope of the children of God.
因为整个教会都要被蒙恩。
Because the church, the whole church will be blessed.
因为教会是他的心腹。
Because the church is his bride.
也是最后的大喜乐。
And is the last rejoice.
主当主第二次要回来的时候，他的地位是新郎。
So the second coming of a second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will be the groom.
教会是他的心腹。
And the bride will be the church.
谁能够负得了这羔羊的婚宴呢？
Who can attend this wedding supper of the Lamb?
这非常的难讲。
It's very difficult to say.
说不定我比那个人配一点。
Maybe I'm more worthy than that person.
那个人也比另外一个人配一点。
Maybe that person is more worthy than the other one.
实在说起来，没有一个人可以配的。
Then to be realistic, that no one is worthy.
但是今天教会都要被蒙恩。
But today the whole church shall be blessed.
教会都要蒙这样大的恩典。
The church shall be blessed through, of this grace.
但是也不是说一点要求都没有。
But there, it's not that there is no requirement.
因为要赴这羔羊的婚宴，必须要穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
Because in order to attend the supper, you have to have the bright and clean, linen.
什么是光明洁白的细麻衣呢？
What is this linen?
就是圣经上说圣徒所行的义。
It's the righteous, deed of the saint.
今天圣灵都住在我们的里面。
Today the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
这个义和人行为上的义是完全不同的。
The righteousness that we are talking about is different from the righteousness of man.
今天有主在我们的里面，我们从里面活出来的生命，那个才叫义。
The life that we have in us, which express the righteous deed that we have.
但是什么叫做生命活出来呢？
Is what we are talking about. But what does it mean by the righteousness from within?
就是顺服在我们里面的生命。
It is to obey the life in us.
也就是主的生命。
And that is the life of God.
但是一件最重要的事情是。
But the most important thing is.
就是凡事在我们里面有平安，我们才去做。
That everything is according to the peace that we have in us.
假如说你今天事情来临了，你觉得这件事情不平安，那你就不要去做。
So when if there's any situation occurs that if you don't feel peaceful in you, do not follow.
我相信这一点大家。很多的弟兄姊妹都有这样的经历。
Many of us had this experience.
但是有一些弟兄姊妹可能也没有这样的经历。
But maybe some of us does not have this kind of experience.
但是因为你里面没有那么的敏感。
But it's because sometimes we are not sensitive enough.
是去知道什么是有平安，什么是没有平安。
To know that whether or not it is peaceful in us.
今天我们都是要住在主的里面。
Today we are all should dwell in the Lord.
主也要住在我们的里面。
And the Lord shall dwell in us.
我们圣徒所行的义，就是要来顺服圣灵在我们的里面。
The righteous deed that the saints does is to obey the word in this new life.
在凡事上，我们顺服圣灵。
And everything that we obey the Holy Spirit.
在所有的事上，我们来跟随圣灵。
And everything we follow Holy Spirit.
上个月我到台北的时候。
Last week we went when I went to Taipei.
我参加瑞安街一弟兄的聚会。
I attended the meeting in the church of Taipei.
那天也刚好一弟兄在讲道。
And Brother Yi was preaching that day.
他特别提到这一点，说神的儿女今天在地上。一定要跟随圣灵。
That he mentioned that the children of God have to follow the Holy Spirit.
一定要跟随圣灵在我们里面的带。
Have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
因为我有这样才是主所喜悦的。
That's the only way that the Lord will be rejoiced.
也唯有这样，主的福音才能够传扬出去。
And because of that, then the gospel of the Lord can be preached.
这就是圣灵所说的义。
This is the righteous that the Holy Spirit speaks of.
今天我们都蒙了这样大的恩典。
Today we have all received this amazing grace.
我们都说我们要跟随圣灵。
That we all want to follow the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人都渴望蒙大的恩典。
We're all hoping that we will receive this grace.
但是今天主已经把这
grace
权力放在我们的里面。
But today the Lord has already put in this the right in us.
施恩座已经在我们的里面。
This mercy seat is already in us.
圣灵已经在我们的里面。
Holy Spirit has come already.
我们的前途非常的荣耀。
Our future is hopeful.
因为神是我们荣耀的盼望。
Because the Lord is our glorious hope.
我们一起来跟随圣灵。
Let us all rise up and follow the Holy Spirit.
到那一天的时候，我们都要一起同赴羔羊的婚宴。
And that day we will all attend the wedding.Supper of the Lamb.
We
will enjoy all the fullness from the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord.
早晨借着这一点时间交通神的恩典。
May the time we have shared regarding the grace of the Lord this morning.
我要来交通神的话的时候。
When I heard that I am about to share the word of God with you.
在心里战惊恐惧。
I was trembling and.
因为平常我们在礼拜五交通都好像很轻松。
Because Friday usually is more casual.
但是要在主日的里面交通实在是不容易。
But on Sunday morning it's more difficult.
感谢主给我这样的机会。
Thank the Lord to giving me this chance to share with you.
盼望早晨这一点时间可以把主的恩典能够让弟兄姊妹。能够更深一层的认识。
May through this time that all the brothers and sisters can be benefited from.
我们走这属天道路，走这一条属天道路的时候。
So when we are walking on the journey of the heavenly bound.
我们满有的盼望。
With that we all have the hope.
我们也满有的喜乐。
And full of joy.
因为我们知道我们的主必与我们同在。
Because we know that the Lord will always be with us.
我们再唱诗歌187首。
Let us sing the hymn 187 again.